The pork industry continues to adjust from PED. The pork industry continues to make adjustments from that supply shock that was created by the PED virus last year. Live prices of hogs peaked in the summer of 2014 as those PED losses were mounting, but then prices fell into the late winter of 2015. Looking back, it seems that maybe we have about three phases of this cycle, an overshooting of prices on the high side as the PED losses were mounting, and then an undershooting early this year as market supplies were being restored, and now maybe a third phase seems to be the recent price recovery that we've gotten from the undershooting. Live hog price peaks last summer were near $100 a hundredweight back in July, and then they fell as low as about $45 in late March of 2015. Now they've recovered from that 45 back into the low 60s. Those low prices back in March were clearly related to a 14% higher production for that month compared to year previous levels. And of course, market concerns that pork supplies were going to remain higher by 10% or more into the spring. Well, what has been the situation since that March high numbers? The recent recovery in hog prices seems to be related to the fact that supplies have not been that high. April pork production was up 8%, and it looks like May is going to come in at about 6% higher. And both of those are pretty much in alignment with the last inventory count from USDA. Now, if those inventory counts continue to hold on for the rest of the spring and summer, then second quarter pork production will be up about 6%. Third quarter would be up about 7%. And then the final production at the end of the year in the last quarter would be up about 4%. Contributing to the lower-than-expected supplies are going to be lighter marketing weights. Hog producers began marketing at sharply higher weights way back there in the fall of 2013. That's when we finally got a good corn and bean crop, and feed prices started to move downward. Then the PED-related losses of baby pigs that fall and into the spring of 2014 caused stimulation of the hog prices, more profitability, but those smaller number of pigs gave more finishing spaces for the affected producers. And producers used that space to keep the hogs on feed for longer periods, and in combination with the reduced feed prices. In 2013, live weights averaged 276 pounds, but increased to 285 pounds, a 9-pound increase in 2014. That was 3% higher weights. Now, most recently, in mid-April of this year, weights finally have dropped back below the year previous levels, and I would guess we may average near 1% lower weights for most of the rest of this year. Live hog prices in the first quarter of the year averaged about $48.50, according to USDA. The second and third quarter prices are expected to average around $58 and then drop back to about $51 for the last quarter of 2015 and move even lower into the higher 40s for the first quarter of 2016. As we look at total cost of production, for this year, we think will be around $51, and with those average prices expected to average about $53.50 for this year, 2015. And if that is the case, this would mean an average profit of about $7 a head for the entire year, with the strongest of those profits of around $18 a head in the second and the third quarters of 2015. Right now, the final quarter of the year is expected to be near break-even in the fourth quarter of 15, but with a $9 per head loss coming in for the first quarter of 2016. Continued reductions in these feed costs are going to be critical for hog prices to stay above cost for the rest of the year, particularly the last half. And right now we are at the lowest cost in 5 years, dating back to the spring of 2010. Of course, the growing season weather over June, July, and August will obviously be critical to feed supplies and to feed prices. The next important report for the pork industry is going to be the June Hogs and Pigs Report, and that's scheduled to be released on June 26th. Producers reported back in the last report, the March Hogs and Pigs Report, that they intended to reduce this summer's farrowings by about 2%. Now, that was a little bit of a surprise given what has generally been a very profitable industry since mid-2013. If farrowing should actually expand rather than be down 2%, this clearly would increase pork production early next year, and that would keep a bearish cast over the industry, at least starting in 2016. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.